USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi still won't say when she'll send the impeachment article to the Senate. The California Democrat also asked during her weekly press conference if impeachment is a way to bring unity to the country.
The fact is, the President of the United States committed an act of incitement of insurrection. I don't think it's very unifying to say, oh, let's just forget it and move on. That's not how you unify. Joe Biden said it beautifully. If you're going to unite, you must remember. And we must bring this in. And that's our responsibility.
A Senate committee is discussing President Biden's pick of Pete Buttigieg to run the Department of Transportation. The former mayor of South Bend, Indiana, and President Biden did butt heads on the debate stage, with Biden telling him, I know Barack Obama, and you're no Barack Obama. USA Radio News.
Newsmax TV. Everyone is watching it now. President Trump says he loves it. And more than 30 million Americans tune into Newsmax TV, with great shows and analysts like Dick Morris, Rudy Giuliani, Michelle Malkin, Diamond and Silk, Mike Huckabee, Alan Dershowitz, and a lot more. Every night you can watch Newsmax's number one show, Greg Kelly Reports. Greg Kelly and Newsmax are unafraid to tell the truth about the election, how big tech is censoring you, and Joe Biden's dangerous plans. You need to watch Newsmax TV. Get Newsmax on all major cable systems or check your guide. If you don't get Newsmax, call your cable operator. Tell them you want Newsmax. And remember, Newsmax is free on Roku, YouTube, Apple TV, Zumo, TiVo Plus, Pluto, Chromecast, and most smart TVs like Samsung and LG. And don't forget to download the free Newsmax TV app. All other cable news channels ask you to pay, but Newsmax's app is free. So start watching anytime, anywhere in the world.
The investigation is continuing into the crash of a helicopter that claimed the lives of three members of the National Guard.
The three were killed when their UH-60 medical evacuation helicopter crashed in Mendon, New York, near the city of Rochester. Monroe County Sheriff Todd Baxter addressed the media about 2 hours after the crash.
Folks, just want to, again, reiterate, we had a Black Hawk in the middle of Mendon go down with three great Americans on it, so keep them in your minds and prayers.
The helicopter that was assigned to the Army Aviation Support Facility at Rochester International Airport was said to be on a routine training mission. From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
President Biden is going to keep former President Trump's pick for FBI Director Christopher Wray, a White House official saying that Wray is expected to remain in the role as he currently is serving a 10-year term. You're listening to USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Two Republican senators have an unlikely ally when it comes to venting electoral objections.
Senator Dianne Feinstein, the Democrat from California, spoke up for GOP Senator Josh Hawley, the Republican from Missouri, and Senator Ted Cruz, Republican from Texas, on Tuesday. The Democrat said she supports Hawley and Cruz venting their objections to the electoral vote count earlier this month. Senator Feinstein said, "The Senate is a place of freedom where people come to speak their piece." End quote. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
People who sponsored one of the 200,000 American flags at Biden's inauguration were also sending a donation to Planned Parenthood, whether they realized it or not. The donation for the flags being sent to 100 Democratic and progressive political action groups, including Planned Parenthood. New president, but the violent protests in the Pacific Northwest continue.
Demonstrations in Portland, Oregon Wednesday turned violent as crowds attacked the headquarters of the Oregon Democratic Party and an Immigration and Customs Enforcement facility. A group of around 150 people marched to the party's headquarters Wednesday afternoon, smashing windows, lighting dumpsters on fire, and leaving graffiti. 8 people were arrested and faced charges ranging from disorderly conduct to rioting. Federal law enforcement later used tear gas and flash grenades to disperse a crowd throwing rocks and eggs and vandalizing the ICE building Wednesday night after an unlawful assembly had been declared. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.